This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Jake, where are we at with LJ?
I just got LJ connected. I was having trouble getting him connected, so he called in on the request line. So go to caller one right now. He's a rock star.
Call number nine. You're on the air. Are you there, LJ?
I'm here. What's going on?
I was like, hold on. LJ's on the request line? What are you doing? So,
I am fantastic. How y'all doing, man?
Oh, dude, just getting through it, man. Listen, you're getting ready to jump into the mouth of the dragon, man. You guys are heading out. You got the Truman Show a week from tonight, which, let me tell you now, I'm going to miss because I'm heading down to the Haunt Show.
Which I understand completely,
but
which is awesome.
A-hole Bob, and we haven't told you officially, but it looks like, and I will tell you, 99.9, A-hole Bob, Chuck from Loudwire, and myself will meet you in New York City for Madison Square Garden.
I cannot wait. What an incredible, just to let you know, I'm a nervous wreck. I can't believe I'm leaving tomorrow. I'm not mentally ready. I'm still in daddy mode because even though I know my daughter knows that she has the capability of starting her car remotely, she allows me to still start it for her every morning before she goes to school or before she goes anywhere. And I don't care if she's going 2 minutes down the street. I'm like, are you there yet? And she's like, Dad, you have 360. I said, I know, but I know you're there. Just still text me. So
of course. Have you guys all got that family tracking thing where you always know where each other are?
Oh, yeah, but I guess you know who uses it more than I do is Kingston. He's like, where is mommy at? Let me show you where she's at. He's like, why? He's like, look, the other day, he's like, look, mommy's got a rocket on her car. And I'm like, that means she's going real fast.
That's right. So we are, listen, by the way, happy birthday to Miss Ashley Witherspoon.
Oh, yes, her birthday's coming up. So tonight we have a little dinner tonight planned. And I would like to say thank you to Candace and Jessica Dixon for putting this together for her, because I don't think she's really ever had anything big. You know, I'm always gone, and she's the one that does things like that. So it's really cool that, you know, we're going to have a little dinner for her before I leave out of town. And her birthday's actually the 25th. So it'll be cool to be together as family and friends, you know.
Dang, 29. How the time flies.
Yeah, well, she looked at me last night, and I said, how old are you again? She's like, I can't believe I'm going to be 40. I'm like, I can't believe that either. You look like you're...
Dude, you should do what I do. Every time there's a night for the birthday, I pretend I'm very sad, and I wait for her to ask me what's wrong, and I'm like, I think this is the last time I'm going to have sex with a whatever the age was. You know?
That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah. I'm just so sad. The last time I'm going to have sex with a 39-year-old, for God's sake, man.
That is amazing. Man, well, I'm so excited about well, not excited about leaving tomorrow on a plane and getting on two different planes. Other than that, we don't have to talk about that because I'm already anxiety, can't sleep. But I look so forward to starting this. You're laughing. You look so forward to starting this tour.
Yeah.
With Disturbed. And then also doing these headline runs, man. It's going to be so much fun. Everyone's looking forward to it, and we're all in good spirits, so it'll be good. And just to come back to KC and do the Truman again for the second time for us, I love it. I love the timing of it. It's going to be great for us.
Well, and it's almost, if not sold out, I haven't been able to get a word from Bob this morning, but it was within a few tickets of being a complete sellout. So by the time, you know, we get through another week, it's absolutely going to be a clean show, and it'll be one for the books, man. I hate that I'm not going to be there, but you know, the Haunt Show, you understand. I, of all people, I was like, he'll understand. We're going to go meet him in Madison Square, but you know, I can't miss this Haunt Show, for God's sake.
I'll understand it a lot better if you pick me up something cool from the Haunt Show.
You know,
then I'll pay you.
All right. You don't got to pay me. You know I will. Here's what I don't want. I don't want to get stink eye from the Queen. Like, you bring home enough stuff. I know that she has gotten to the limit with weird stuff in the house.
I've been cleaning up stuff, though, so it's okay. I think I hadn't done anything weird in a long time, so it's time for something weird.
Yeah, dude, I've been finding all kinds of weird, cool stuff, man. And it is, man, when springtime hits and you get home off this tour, we're going to go antiquing.
I would love. Oh my goodness! A lot of mantiques have been hitting me up lately. We need to talk about that too. So they have definitely come into the dark side of where we're at. So they know, they're like, oh my God, we didn't realize that you were into this stuff. Let's do this. I'm like, oh, always have been. And thank you for reaching out to me, because you're capable of getting things that we like that we can't get.
That's it. Always, man. Well, hey, listen, let's talk about this tour with Tour Disturbed. I've always loved David Draymond, and I'll tell you why, because I've always found him to be an incredibly polite human being, because he's got a weird way of talking. People who listen to the interview know he's very proper, he's very thoughtful, he's very his the way his cadence in his speech sometimes can come off kind of high end, right? So people are like, what's he like? And I'm like, he's incredibly nice, but that's just David Draymond.
Yeah, incredible, my brother, my sister. He's always been that same guy, and that's what I love about Dave. He's always been cool. Me and him cannot talk for a while and then see each other, and it's just like we never, it's like, you know, just like friends, you know, brothers.
Just,
he's always been cool. I remember them coming to see Seven Dust in Chicago when they weren't even a signed band. I remember the first time that Dave Draymond sang Black with us in Orlando, Florida, and that was the night after he got off stage with us. We got in like this drag out fight in a bar with these losers. So anyway, yeah, we've been around for a long time.
I want to hear that other one. Did you whip a man's ass for that night?
What's that?
Did you whip a man's ass that night?
I think I punched somebody out. I think John got knocked out a little bit on accident, but we got the dude. Anyway, so we were young, and it was just, you know.
For those who don't know, you were a state judo champion.
Yeah, I did judo and wrestling, but those were back in the day, man. I think I pulled my back last night when I turned over, so it was like, you know, those partying days are over.
So you're heading out to do this tour, and you get to do Madison Square Garden. Is this the first time?
Oh, my God, I can't believe it. People are like, you guys never played Madison Square Garden? I'm like, no. No, it's the first time. And what an incredible, you know, I've only been out on the outside of it and seen pictures. So for me, it's a bucket list thing. And not only that, man, we're playing the Boston. What is it, where the Bruins play at? Thing is sold out too. So this tour for us, man, it's just, you know, just to have the opportunity to do this for me is incredible. First of the opener, man, and then what the heck's going on with 3 Days Grace, which is awesome. That new song is amazing. I thought when the old singer was coming back that they were going to kick out the new singer. Guess what? They didn't do that. That dude's still in the band singing the second verse and the second chorus, and it sounds amazing.
Yeah.
So now,
super weird, but fun.
It's exactly.
Yeah, because listen, and you know this, because being a lead singer, there is something that comes along with that. You're a leader, you're the guy, you're the focal point. So it's very rare you find two roosters in a hen house.
It is amazing. Yeah. So I can't wait to see that show, because then, you know, I'm listening in the car and I hear this new song, Mayday, and I'm like, oh man, that's great. That's 3 Days Grace. It's kind of, you know, you kind of wrap your head around it. And then all of a sudden it goes back to that original song for 3 Days Grace, that one hit. And I'm like, oh shoot, that's That's right. They had all those big hits, so I can only imagine that this show is going to have a nostalgia of just awesome energy from Seven Dust to Three Days Grace, and then all of a sudden Disturbed setting everything on fire or whatever. Who knows what they're going to do? It may be raining inside that place because, you know, these guys got production out of the world.
By the way, you've seen Disturbed, unfortunately, make it rain accidentally. They're pyro. You see those videos? A tour ago, they had so much pyro, it kept setting off the fire suppression systems in arenas.
Exactly. So this is going to be a awesome night, you know, to everywhere. So I just want everyone to be safe and have a good time and come out. And in Kansas City, I cannot wait to be here in town for 15 minutes and then head down the road again.
How long are you guys going to be out? How long is this stretch?
I think like a month and a half, maybe.
Yep.
Yeah, because within the Disturbed touring, we do like the headline shows. And so after that Madison Square Garden show, which we were going to be off and I was going to stay in New York with the family for a couple of days, that's out because we're going to continue to go on for about a week before we come back home, which is great for us to continue to work out there for a minute because we've been off for a while. So I just look forward to getting out there and doing this music, man. And after that, we get on I think we take a little bit of time off, not even 16 seconds, but then we go out on the Creed cruise,
right,
which is going to be an amazing venture for us, too.
Back with brother Tremonti.
Oh, yeah. That's my brother, man. I love him. Well, all those guys are great to us, man. So it's definitely a family affair. And that's another thing that the family will be able to come out to for the first time. Well, you know, me and the wife get to do it, but the kids and Gigi will be able to come out for the first time on the boat with us. So it'll be a fun time.
Well, King's going to go. So this will be his first time out to see anything like that.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a mess. It's going to be great.
How great is it, though? Because I love this. Because I'll see it sometimes. You can see things through King's eyes. And you'll watch him experience something for the first time. Like, I was watching him at the Creed show. So we're all sitting in front of house, and I'm standing to the side of LeJean, and everybody's there. But I'm kind of watching King because he's really in the moment. Like, he can see people come up to you and as his father and are really into you and really paying a lot of attention to you. But then I'm watching him see the lights, the sound, how it's all playing out. And I'm just kind of experiencing it through his eyes thinking, man, how beautiful is this? Like, what an incredible night to see something like that as a little guy.
Man, it's cool for me to have him talk about it. Like right now, he's got his headphones on because he's playing Fortnite. This is something that's new that definitely I feel like we got to take away from him. But anyway, so we're the parents that monitor the Fortnite. Yeah. So he's got the headphones on, and you can hear him talking to other kids, and you hear him say like, "Don't say that." You're like, "Okay, what did someone just say?" And then you hear what someone says, and it's like, "Okay, now we got to call his parents."
Yeah.
So, you know, Jesus, these kids definitely got to be like, oh, man, King's parents are always around when we're playing. You cannot cuss or say anything weird.
Dude, they would never guess in a million years the lead singer for Seven Dust. If they don't know you, they don't know the band. They just see you, right? Like, visually, how ferocious the whole thing is. They would have no idea how perfect and really solid your house is. Like, really, it's filled with love. But most of all, it's filled with connectivity. You guys are always in each other's lives. There's never a day where you're not connecting with your kids.
Well, yeah, that's something, you know, it's cool. I you can never take that for granted, you know, even when you have your ups and downs in life. But to see these kids growing up and how fast they're growing up, it's scary. To hear Ashley talking to Jay the last night about, oh, you're getting ready to be in college. I'm like, stop talking about that to her.
Right.
Right. I know she's getting ready to be a senior, but stop it. Let's stop for a minute. And I know that we have to, you know, keep going. We're so proud of her, but I don't want them to grow up, man. Johnny, I'm getting old, but, you know, life is beautiful, and we're trying to navigate through this crazy world that we live in, especially the cards that we've been dealt. But hopefully everything will be all right, and we keep these kids safe and keep their smiles on their faces. Not only our kids, but just everyone in life, you know,
right,
everyone around this whole entire universe, you know, or wherever else, Mars or wherever else you're at, you know, just everyone be safe and loving, you know?
Well, that's it. And you know what? And I know exactly what you're seeing, LJ. I refuse to get caught up in it. Like, if the time comes when there's something I can do, then I'm in. Other than that, man, I turn off cable news. I'm not listening to the rhetoric. I'm not getting sucked in. I'm like, look, man, I got to live my life. It's a short time we're here. Go do something good with it.
Yeah, absolutely, man. What is something someone said? I'm 52 now. And he said, I have more days behind me than I do ahead of me. And I was like, dang, that sucks.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't want to look at it like that. I was like, I was like, believe it or not, I'm going to live forever.
That's right.
The song I hear in my head every
day. That's right, man. Well, listen, this a week from today is going to be an incredible show. And to show that I feel honestly bad, I am going to find something really, really fantastic at the Haunt Show. Now it's a mission for me to bring it back.
Well, thank you, Johnny. I love you, and I love all you guys in there. And thank you for every morning that I wake up and I get to feel the energy that you guys put out to the world that's positive and amazing. And thank you guys for everything you do. And I want to also say happy birthday to Ashley Witherspoon. I don't know where she's at, if she's
happy
listening
birthday,
or maybe Ashley. Not.
Dude, listen.
That girl, we love you.
She gets more, and I'm, again, people say stuff and they're not sincere. I'm genuinely sincere, and you know this. She gets more beautiful every year. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
Well, thank you. She does, and she doesn't think she thinks she's getting old. Which she is getting old, but we're all getting older. But she's doing good. I tell you, you're doing good, baby.
You gotta keep the same logic I keep in my relationship. I'll look her right in the eye and go, "Listen, I already took all the good years. You might as well stay."
There you go. Well, all right, what are you gonna do now? It's too late.
That's right. That's right. Now just might as well stick around.
We ride at dawn.
Brother, I will see you to celebrate with a small dinner tonight. And
yes,
I love you, man. And I so much love to Ashley and to King and Jada. Man, I'm just, again, more than ever, I love to see good guys win. I love to see you going out on this tour with David Draymond and Disturbed. I love to see you headlining and selling out the Truman. Everything that is going on with Seven Dust, man, it always makes me proud for you.
Thank you. It's time. Hey, and I love you, and thank you guys for everything you do. And tell David German I can't wait to see him in a couple of days, and I love him. And
yes,
thank
sir.
You for allowing us to be on this run.
So good, man. The great LeJean Witherspoon, Seven Dust.
let me tell you something I just figured out.
Yeah.
So you know I've been doing that for years, right?
Yeah.
The other day, I'm on social media, and I'm scrolling down, and all of a sudden, I see the Turtle Man. And I'm like, oh, wow. I remember the Turtle Man. You remember that crazy guy?
Yes.
He was
reality show.
He's digging down in the ground, and he pulls his turtle out. And he's like, yeah. I'm like, oh my God. He did it like 16 times. I was like, that was my story.
That was it. That's the Turtle Man yell.
That's it. So Ashley put it up after I just sent it to her. I was like, oh, my God, that's where I got it. And she puts up, she's like, just for y'all to know, this is where LJ got his yee 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 is from the Turtle Man. I'm like, oh, my God.
Dude, that's hilarious.
That's it. Oh, y'all love y'all. Y'all have a great weekend.
Love you, man. Stay right there. Hold on a second. Stay there. Want to look up Humboldt Squid. That are so good at hunting, they learn to gang up on bigger creatures, and then they have these big beaks, and they actually were attacking divers in chainmail.
Jeez.
No, they're stone cold. Killers.
Reason 59 not to go in the water.
Yeah. I go in the water everywhere, except, you know, we went to Hawaii on our honeymoon, and we came back, and somebody said, oh, he goes, you didn't see the tracker thing online. I go, no, what's that?
You can, they have tagged tiger sharks, and you can see them, you can follow them around Maui.
Yep.
And, like, there are huge tiger sharks not far off the coast of Maui, just kind of hanging out. Look up.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.